T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Houston had some success, you know, trapping Steph and really getting out on him. Is this sustainable for you guys to keep dropping the big so far?
I can't remember. When he had 33 in the second half, were they trapping then?
Yes.
They were? And he scored 33 in the second half?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look at that.
Elliott Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Terry Stotts, the Blazers head coach, and he still needs to do something.
Yeah, what are you going to do, though?
You've got to try to defend
sometimes
those guys.
Sometimes seventh overall picks in the draft just take
grab,
over games.
Clutch, yeah, punch.
Do, throw a net over him? Or
do anything. You gotta
hit him with a stick?
No, but you got to play him. You know, try to play some defense. Try to knock him down. Try to make him think about it. You can't give that
Norm
guy
Van Leer
open shots.
In studio today.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Want to thank everyone for your time hasn't started yet, though. Want to thank everyone. Actually, it's probably 7 minutes into it. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all,
thank you for listening
so much. Thank you. And Dustin, thank you. And Kevin, I don't know.
They're not booing me, folks. They're yelling Coom.
Thanks. Ray, bless
Ray.
You, sir. Thank you for everything. And
yes,
enjoy
Ray.
Enjoy your impending nuptials.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be
now
great.
We welcome in Dan and Connor.
Hey, guys.
Listen, I watched that game. I stayed up with it. I couldn't believe that the Trailblazers weren't attempting. They were just letting those two guys shoot.
Oh, it's
the Splash
brutal.
Brothers, you can't give them that much room.
So much space.
I thought Thompson at least six times had an open J. Like, flat-out open shot.
At least.
How do you leave him open?
So I admit, the game actually put me to sleep when it was like 17 or 16 in the third, something like that. I conked out.
The
Blazers
right
there peaked. I'm telling you, the Blazers peaked.
No, they just had an emotional reaction.
Well,
after
see, I thought it was maybe
seven.
That the adrenaline that I had built up for the NBA draft lottery had all kind of, it was like a sugar crash. You know,
yeah,
I just kind
right.
of like, oh, I just went out and plunked the head on the coffee table and it went down.
It was awful.
Oh.
That was brutal. The NBA lottery, that was just brutal.
Well, then it's immediately into a game in a conference finals where you watch superstars do superstar things, and all it does is serve to remind you how far the Bulls are away from anything. It's so pathetic. It's just sad. They're just paddling around like it's a rowboat with one oar. You know, you're just sort of going in
circles.
Like we want to return to being a competitive team. Oh, I mean, come on. You're no closer to winning a title, and there's no plans to get closer to winning a title. It's out of our control. Well, the injuries are out of our control. Well, the lottery's out of our control. Okay, great. Thanks for calling.
Just curious, though, for the sake of argument, what part of that is wrong?
It's what's in your control is finding an alternate way to make yourself attractive to somebody who might be a transformational player. It's like they even said, you know, we're not going to get any free agents to come here, so we might as well get Otto Porter. It's like, well, what are you doing?
Kyrie Irving's not coming to Chicago.
No, and there's a process that leads to that, though.
Kevin
right?
Durant's not coming to Chicago.
No, of course he's not. You're not trading for Anthony Davis, and you're not taking. I mean, it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. Would you prefer them to like
Anthony
you know,
Davis might be
try to White Sox Kevin Durant and then be
what left. Lowball him?
Well,
not offer him enough money.
Whatever that is.
Jerry really stepped up.
Look, then I mean,
would that be less painful than
you hire Jim Bevington and you expect the league to respect you? Expect players around the league to be like, yeah, I want to play for that guy. Come on,
I think they knew that weren't going to get any free agents coming here.
I think
they've learned.
I mean, there's so many good free agents in this class, and they punted it six months ago.
They could get
ago.
Someone.
Like,
no, they could get
it.
Someone. They still have $24 million.
They're not going to get Durant or Leonard or Irving
no.
or
Kemba
Clay
Walker.
Or Kemba.
No, it's going to be Patrick Beverly or Darren Collison or something like that.
30-year-old point guard.
Going to mix it in, and he's going to be the lead
trade
guard.
For Mike Conley. He's 31.
Great.
With an attached
it's Rubio.
Ton of money.
Yeah, Rubio. There's
$66 million
Rubio.
Over 2 years. Mike Conley.
Mike Conley's got a whole just, bunch of cash
it just
coming to him.
It sinks in last night when you're watching. And everything John Paxson says is correct. Some things are out of his control. They can probably get a player at seven who's fine, and there isn't much they can do because they're committed to what they're committed to. But where does that leave you? I mean, I know what what they've got is something sort of outside the purview of the competing teams from a business perspective. They've got a full building. They've got fabulous game presentation. They have also abstracted the experience of every individual game just being its own experience for the people at the game.
And how did the Bucks get to the point where they are an Eastern Conference Finals favorite?
They got some dynamic.
They fired a bad coach.
They hired a guy. Or they that drafted helped. A guy at 15 that You've, turned out to
yep.
be
they,
an
they
MVP.
Drafted a guy who turned sure. into a star.
Absolutely
yeah,
true.
They got a little luck, but a lot true. Of skill.
Yeah, but they also made an organizational decision to stop beating their heads against the wall with a transcendent player, and they fired a coach that was going nowhere with them and hired somebody with a plan.
And then there's no that question matters. There's no question that helped. But when we're talking about that's a different argument than the you have to have certain things in place to attract free agents. I don't know that the Bucks did that. I mean, they haven't gone that route.
It's
they
true.
Drafted intelligently, they made a couple good moves, and they got the right coach. That in turn made them an Eastern Conference Finals contender. That is there are different ways and different methods to
sure.
get back to
but
prominence.
How are you going to how are you going to deal with this?
Are you asking if I'm running the Bulls?
Say no. How are you going to deal with this today?
We're going to commiserate. We are going to get some the thoughts of some experts. We are going to be here for reactions. But there's no good way out of the basketball wilderness from this. You needed luck. You needed luck.
Okay, we'll
and
be listening.
They didn't get it.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.